Our Bible reading is from Hebrews chapter 4, and beginning at verse 1, and this is from the version of the Bible called The Message. For as long, then, as that promise of resting in Him puts us onto God's goal for us, we need to be careful that we're not disqualified. We received the same promises as those people in the wilderness, but the promises didn't do them a bit of good because they didn't receive the promises with faith. If we believe, though, we'll experience that state of resting, but not if we don't have faith. Remember that God said, "Exasperated, I vowed. They'll never get where they're going, never be able to sit down and rest." God made that vow, even though he'd finished his part before the foundation of the world. Somewhere it's written, God rested the seventh day, having completed his work. But in this other text, he says, they'll never be able to sit down and rest. So, this promise has not yet been fulfilled. Those earlier people in the wilderness never did get to the place of rest because they were disobedient. God keeps renewing the promise and setting the date as today, just as he did in David's psalm centuries later than the original invitation. Today, please listen, don't turn a deaf ear. And so, this is still a live promise. It wasn't cancelled at the time of Joshua, otherwise God wouldn't keep renewing the appointment for today. The promise of arrival and rest is still there for God's people. God himself is at rest. And at the end of the journey, we'll surely rest with God. So, let's keep at it and eventually arrive at the place of rest, not drop out through some sort of disobedience.
Thank you, Jim, very much indeed. Well, it seems slightly ironic that I'm leading this morning's service on Sabbath rest, having taken a fall a week ago and having enforced rest upon me. One moment I was rushing around with a great big long list of very important things that need to be done today, and then the next moment, splat, and a trip to A&E and enforced rest is upon me. So at least I have been thinking about Sabbath rest this last week, and I think the first thing that occurs to me is that it's although Sabbath might mean stopping, there's more to Sabbath rest than stopping doing stuff. I think there's something that's in our heads that maybe that's where it starts. There's something about being in the moment and seeing where the connections are between God, between us, and creation. Those three things all kind of mixed up together in the moment. And then in the stopping, there is a space that is created to see, well, what happens? Where is God in this moment? What is important to us? So I think for me, that is kind of what I feel Sabbath rest is all about. Our reading in Hebrews draws out two basic themes from the Old Testament. The first one is that God rested after his creation efforts. And I guess we think there's a reason for that, really. There's a promise throughout the Old Testament that of rest for the children of Israel in a land where they could rest from their enemies. And I think that picture kind of conjures up an image of safety and belonging. And then, of course, it's one of the Ten Commandments that God said that we should take a day, one day out of seven, as a community to rest. And then, just to prove that this isn't just an Old Testament thing, Jesus says this: "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." There's something in there that Jesus is offering to us: a lifestyle, a rest in our minds as well as our bodies. And then I think the other thing that the Hebrew readings picks up is that it's perfectly possible to miss out on this rest for all sorts of reasons: for disobedience, neglect, lack of faith. And that just seems such a pity, doesn't it? Because of this principle of stopping and then looking around and seeing what is important to us, creating that space which can become life-giving for us, something renewing as we center ourselves again, as it were, to maybe live life a better way. And I think we see this principle in creation with kind of farming, where it is perfectly possible to over-farm land, and the end result is actually less productive. I think we saw it through lockdown, where when we stopped our travel, we saw a renewing of wildlife, both the plants and creatures. We even saw it in our own churchyard, where when we stopped mowing last year — I think it's called No Mow May, put your teeth in to say that one — an orchid appeared. So we see this principle in creation. And I think we see it too in relationships, don't we? Don't we all know that actually, if we really want to get to know somebody, if we really want to get to love them, then there's no way that we can avoid spending time with them, stopping and being with them. And I think that applies to God as well, as much as ourselves too. So the essence then of Sabbath rest is something about stopping, being in the moment, looking around us, seeing what's important, touching base with God, creation, and one another. And then a space is created for something to happen. And so as we looked at Hebrews and as they were using ancient text to look at this principle, I thought we would use the good old NIV to just briefly look at what this might look like today. So N, and it's nuanced. I don't feel able really to stand here in front of you and to say that I have discovered Sabbath rest in my life and this is how I do it. I can absolutely assure you that it is a work in progress for me. But I think the important thing to realize is that by nuanced I mean there are no hard and fast rules on where we find Sabbath rest. It's kind of up to us to find what works. So one family I remember when my children were growing up, for Sunday lunch they used to have chips and chocolate. How gorgeous is that? I'll have to say, my kids were really envious. It made Sunday a day that they could be together and really enjoy time without having to worry about a traditional Sunday lunch. The second thing is, I think we need to be intentional about it. We all know, I don't have to stand here and say either to you, how busy life can be. The reality is, we all know that. So we need to be intentional about stopping. A decision needs to be made. I think we need to be realistic about what we can do and when we can do it. On a very minor scale, one thing that I have decided to do is, rather than get my phone out when I'm waiting for something, waiting in a shop, waiting at a bus stop or whatever, I'm learning just to stop and just say, God, show me where you are right now. In my situation, wherever I am, could you just show me where you are? It's quite fun, actually. Sometimes I see something, sometimes I don't. But it's an intentional way of just stopping and being in the moment. I know a friend who actually went on a clothing shop fast for a year as her way of looking at, what do I really need? What do I want? And what do I need? And where is the difference? And I think when we think about climate change, supposing we all went vegetarian one day a week, think of the difference that might make to climate change. If you think it's a step too far going vegetarian full time, just try one day a week. Whatever works for you, there are things that we can do to be intentional. And then I think finally, it is vital that we do somehow find our way of stopping and looking around us and being in the moment. If we don't find that Sabbath rest, there are consequences. And although I realise that I'm talking to you here and on Zoom listening, surely one of the realities that we find our faith and the reality of our faith slipping away from us is because we don't find that time to look at what's important to us. Hurry kills every relationship. It's not surprising that in that poem in Corinthians about what love is, it begins with, love is patient. Love takes time. What's important to us will fade away from us if we don't give it this time. And of course, I'm going to say that reading the Bible, spending time with God, whatever that looks like, is a vital part of Sabbath rest. But it can be nuanced. There are all sorts of ways of doing this. And so I just want to end again with that invitation from Jesus. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. That is an invitation to look at the times when we can just stop. Be in the moment for however long that is. To look around us, invite God into that space with creation, with us, with our family and with our friends, whatever it looks like for you. But this is the invitation of Jesus. And what I hope is that it's a value that we can intentionally take part in and not wait for one of life's splats to start making the most of this time. Thank you.